今天的讲题是要留意神的话语。
Today's title is Pay Attention to the Word of God.
所以我们看彼得后书第一章第十九节到第二十一节。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 19 to 21.
彼得后书第一章第十九节，我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上留意，直到天发亮，诚心在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言没有可随思意解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意，乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话语来。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19. So we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts. But know this first of all, that no prophecy of scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will,But men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
那么以色列人离开埃及之后，
After the Israelites left Egypt,
那么在旷野里面漂流了四十年，
They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
那么最后进入这个神应许给他们的迦南美地，
Finally, they entered the promised land of Canaan.
那么进入这个迦南美地之后，
And after they entered the promised land,
那么耶和华神借着摩西向以色列人做了一个要求。
The Lord God through Moses, had a request for the Israelites.
那么耶和华神借着摩西说，
And the Lord through Moses said,
那么如果他们听从神的命令，
If they will obey God's commands,
他们将会得到神的祝福。
They will be blessed by God.
那么就如申命记第28章第一节跟第二节这么说，
Just as what Deuteronomy 28:1-2 says,
你若留意，请注意留意这两个字，你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他一切的诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，他必使你超乎天下万民之上。
Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth.
你若听从耶和华你神的话，这以下的福必追随你，临到你身上。
All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God.
但是他们违背神的命令，他们将会受到神的咒诅。
But if they disobey God's commands, then they will be cursed by God.
那么就好像《申命记》28章64节到65节这么说。
Just as it says in Deuteronomy 28:64.
耶和华必使你们分散在万民中，从地这边到那边，你必在那里侍奉你和你列祖素不认识木头、石头的神。
Moreover, the Lord will scatter you among all peoples from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth, and there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone, which you and your fathers have not known.
我在那些国中，你必不得安逸，也不得落脚之地，耶和华却使你在那里心中跳动。眼目失明，精神消耗，你的性命必陷陷无定，你昼夜恐惧，自料性命难保。
Among those nations you shall find no rest, and there will be no resting place for the sole of your foot. But there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing of eyes, and despair of soul, so your life shall hang in doubt before you,And you will be in dread night and day, and shall have no assurance of your life.
那如果你把这个旧约圣经读一遍，
If you read through the Old Testament,
你发觉到以色列人没有遵行神的命令。
You realize that the Israelites did not obey God's commands.
然后反而违背了神的吩咐。
Instead, they disobeyed.
那么因着这个缘故
，Because of this，
那么就如《申命记》28:64-66所说。
Just as what Deuteronomy chapter 28:60-66 says.
他们受到神的惩罚。
That they were punished by God.
国家灭亡。
Their nation was destroyed.
被分散到世界各地。
They were dispersed throughout the corners of the earth.
不止被分散到世界各地。
And not only were they dispersed.
他们没有好的日子过。
They did not live comfortably.
那么历史已经证明以色列人被分散到世界各地。
History has shown that the Israelites has been scattered throughout the ends of the earth.
那么经常受到别人的迫害。
And they often are persecuted.
那么过着一个困苦的生活。
And they live a difficult life.
但是圣经也说。
But the Bible also says.
有一天神要把他的子民召回来。
One day God will call his people back.
我在以西结书第11:17这么说。
In Ezekiel 11:17 it says,
你当说主耶和华如此说，我必从万民中召聚他你们，从分散的列国内聚集你们，又要将以色列地赐给你们，赐给他你们。
Therefore say, Thus says the Lord God,I will gather you from the peoples and assemble you out of the countries among which you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel.
然后在以斯帖书第37:21这么说。
In Ezekiel 37:21 it says,
要对他们说，主耶和华如此说，我要将以色列人从他们所到的各国收取，又从四围取集他们，引导他们归回本地。
Say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will take the sons of Israel from among the nations where they have gone, and I will gather them from every side and bring them into their own land.
那么同样的，在以西结书第36:24也这么说。
Likewise, in Ezekiel 36:24 it says,
我必从各国收取你们，从列邦聚集你们，引导你们归回本地。
For I will take you from the nations, scatter you from all the lands, and bring you into your own land.
那么这些预言已经应验在我们的眼前。
And these prophecies have been fulfilled before us.
那么在1948年5月14号，以色列正式成为一个国家。
In 1948, May 14th, Israel became a nation.
从1882年开始。一共有300万的犹太人从大约130个不同的国家回到他们的本地。
From 1882 until now, about 3 million Jews has returned to the land.
那么根据2011年的统计，大约有600万的犹太人居住在以色列这个国家。
In a census from 2010, about 6 million Jews live in Israel.
那么可见旧约圣经的预言是可信的。
So we see that the prophecy in the Old Testament is trustworthy.
是可靠的。
You can trust it.
那么因此我们要留意神的话语。
So we should pay attention to God's word.
我们要留意神的话语，第一，因为神的话语是可靠的。
We need to trust in God's word because first His words are trustworthy.
我们上个星期我谈到这个主耶稣登山变相的事情。
And last week I spoke of Jesus' transfiguration.
那么在山上，彼得、雅各跟约翰看到耶稣变了形象。
And on the mountain, Peter, James, and John saw Jesus being transfigured.
脸面明亮如热头。
That he was shining.
然后衣裳洁白如光。
And his clothing was white.
然后同时他们也看到摩西跟以利亚跟耶稣说话。
And they saw Moses and Elijah speaking to Jesus.
然后在登山变相里面。
And during the transfiguration.
摩西是代表这个律法。
Moses represented the law.
以利亚是代表这个先知书。
And Elijah represented the book of the prophets.
换句话说，他们是代表旧约圣经里面的律法和这个先知书。
In other words, they represented the law and the prophets of scripture.
在这个旧约时代，神借着摩西和众先知宣告他的话语。
In the Old Testament, God used Moses and many prophets to declare his word.
既然他们是神的使者。
And since they are messengers of God.
因此他们所说的是可靠的。
So what they say is, reliable.
就如今天的这段经文所说。
Just as this passage today.
我们必有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上留意，直到天亮，天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候，才是好的。
So we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts.
第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言没有可随私意解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话以来。
But notice, first of all, that no prophecy of scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
那么今天我们所看这段经文是彼得后书第一章最后的一段经文。
And this passage that we're looking at today is the final passage of 2 Peter chapter 1.
在彼得后书第一章里面。
And 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得劝勉基督徒要在他们的属灵生命上要成长。
Peter exhorts the Christians to be growing spiritually.
以致他们在他们生命里面结出这个属灵的果子来。
So that they may bear spiritual fruit.
那么除此之外。
And besides this.
然后彼得说使徒所传关于主耶稣的大能和他带来的事情。
Peter talks about the power and things that's brought about by the apostles.
不是一些所捏造的虚言。
It's not, myths that were made up by men.
乃是根据旧约圣经的预言所说的。
But it's according to the prophecy of the Old Testament.
所以在彼得后书第一章第十九节上半段这么说。
So in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19, the first part it says,
我们必有先知更确的预言。
So we have the prophetic word made more sure.
所以先知所说的预言是绝对的。
So the prophetic word made by the prophets are absolute.
是可以信的，是可靠的。
As things that are trustworthy and reliable.
那么这些先知不像那些假先知。
And these prophets are not like the false prophets.
所说的不是那些捏造的虚言。
What they spoke of is, not myths.
所以彼得在这里再次肯定先知所说的是可靠的。
So once again, Peter assures that what the prophets have said is reliable.
特别是关于主耶稣再来的事情。
Especially that which refers to Jesus' second coming.
所以我们所用这本圣经不只是旧约圣经，也包括这个新约圣经。
So the scripture that we use, the Bible, it includes the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那么新约圣经大部分都是由这个使徒所写的。
And most of New Testament are written by apostles.
那同样的，这些使徒们好像旧约的作者一样被神使用。
Likewise, these the apostles were used just like in the Old Testament by God.
他们也是神的使者。
They are also messengers of God.
那么借着圣灵的感动。
And through, the moving of the Holy Spirit.
把神的话语说出来。
They spoke out God's word.
所以这本圣经，旧约圣经跟新约圣经是可信、可靠的。
So, the Old Testament and the New Testament is, trustworthy and reliable.
因为它是神的话语。
Because they are God's word.
那么因此我们必须要留意这本圣经所说的。
So we need to pay attention to what the scripture says.
我们要留意神的话语。
We need to pay attention to God's word.
那么第二，因为神的话语好像一盏灯照亮在暗处。
Second, God's word is as to a lamp shining in a dark place.
所以神的话语不止可靠,
not only is God's word reliable,
它好像一盏灯照在这个暗处里面,
it is like a light shining in a dark place.
所以彼得在这边说, 我们必有先知更确的预言, 如同灯照在暗处。
So we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place.
啊, 刚才我们唱那首诗歌, Thy Word.
The song that we sang, Thy Word.
啊, 其实是来自诗篇 119篇105节。
It's from Psalm 119:105.
你的话是我脚前的灯, 是我路上的光。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
我们知道这节经文描述到神的话语好像一盏灯一样。
And this verse talks about that God's word is like a lamp.
能够引导我们的气象。
It can direct our path.
能够帮助我们看到眼前的东西。
It can help us to see what's in front of us.
能够照亮一个黑暗的地方。
And it could brighten a dark place.
夜晚的时候如果没有灯的话就很黑暗。
At night, if there's no light, then it's dark. Because light not only shines in a place, it can also give us a sense of security. Once I was in a hotel, suddenly the power went out. At that time, I was taking a shower.
然后突然间黑黑的,
suddenly became dark.
啊, 伸手不见五指, 那个意思就是这样,
you can't see anything.
所以那个时候我心里有一点焦急,
I was a little worried.
因为我第一次在这个不熟悉的洗澡间洗澡,
because I was taking a shower first time in a very unfamiliar place.
所以没有一点印象,
so there's no sense of recollection.
所以不敢随便动,
so I didn't dare to move about.
然后还好一阵子灯光又亮了,
thankfully, it was only for a short period.
可以松了一口气,
so I was able to relax.
所以灯光在黑暗里面显得非常的重要。
So lighting a dark place is very important.
所以圣经说神的话语好像一盏灯一样。
So the Bible says that God's word is like a lamp.
照在这个黑暗的地方,
it's shining in a dark place.
当光照在这个黑暗的地方的时候,
when the light shines in a dark place,
我们一切的东西都被显露出来,
everything is revealed.
因为光跟黑暗是不能够共存的,
because light and dark cannot coexist.
因为光到来的时候, 黑暗就会消失掉。
Because wherever there is light, a darkness disappears.
所以圣经说神的话语好像一盏灯照在这个黑暗的地方。
So the Bible says that God's word is like a lamp shining in a dark place.
当这个光照在这个黑暗的地方的时候,
and when the light shines in the dark place,
一切的东西都被显露出来。
Everything is revealed.
光跟这个光在这个黑暗哦, 在圣经里面是代表这个罪恶。
And darkness in scripture represents sin.
所以神的话语好像一盏灯照在人的心里面。
So God's word is like a lamp that shines in people's hearts.
那么显露人的罪恶。
And reveals men's sin.
啊, 并且能够使到一个人走在这个公义的道路上。
And enables the individual to walk in righteousness.
所以诗篇第一篇第一节到第二节这么说。
So in Psalm chapter 1 verses 1 and 2 it says,
不从恶人的计谋,不占罪人的道路,不做亵慢人的座位,唯喜爱耶和华的律法,昼夜思想,这人便为有福。
How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
还有在诗篇119篇第11节这么说,
and Psalm 119:11 it says,
他说,我将你的话藏在我的心里, 免得我得罪你。
Your word I have treasured in my heart that I may not sin against you.
我们神的话语充满这个能力, 能够刺透一个人的心。
And God's word is full of power that it can pierce a person's heart.
就如希伯来书第4章第12节这么说,
Just as Hebrews 4:12 says.
他说神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入皮开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
But the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
所以神的话语能够改变一个人的生命,
so God's word can also change a person's heart.
能够除去一个人心中那种罪恶,
it can remove the sins of an individual.
Yeah, 我曾经见过不少的人,
I have seen many people.
那么信了耶稣之后，他们被神的话语改变了他们的生命。
After they became Christians, that God's word changed their lives.
所以，既然神的话语是可靠的，
since God's word is reliable,
好像一盏灯照亮在一个黑暗的地方一样，
and it's like a lamp shining in a dark place.
所以，因此彼得说，你们在这预言上要留意，直到。 只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候，才是好的。So
Peter says, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts.
所以这节经文说，在主耶稣还没有再来的时候。So
this verse says that before Jesus comes again,
我们必须要留意神的话语。We
must pay attention to God's word.
你这么做的时候才是好的。When
you do such, then it is well.
那么当你读圣经的时候，
when you read scripture,
或者你有没有读圣经，
or perhaps even do you even read scripture?
当你听神的话语的时候，
when you hear God's word,
你是否有留意神的话语所说的？
Do you pay attention to what God says?
100多年前的时候，英国有一位非常有名的牧师。
Over 100 years ago, England had a very famous pastor.
他的名字叫做 George Mueller.
His name was George Mueller.
George Mueller 这个人对神有很大的信心。
George Mueller had great faith in God.
他开办了一间这个孤儿院。
He opened up an orphanage.
他相信神必定会供应这个孤儿院的需要。
He believed that God will provide for the needs of the orphanage.
所以每次这个孤儿院有需要的时候，他都向神祷告。
So every time there's a need for the orphanage, he will pray to God.
然后神都听他的祷告。
And God will listen to his prayers.
那 George Mueller 是一个信心非常大的人。
George Mueller had great faith.
因此神垂听他的祷告。
Therefore, God listened to his prayers.
但是你是否知道 George Mueller 的属灵生命的秘诀在哪里？
But do you know George Mueller's spiritual secret?
George Mueller 他自己说过这句话。
And George Mueller said,
他说当我信主之后前面的三年，
the first 3 years after my conversion,
我忽略了神的话语。
I neglected the word of God.
那过后我突然间醒悟过来。
Since I began to search it diligently,
那么我开始殷勤地研读神的话语。
Since I began to search it diligently,
那么从那时候开始，我就经历到神的恩典，还有他的祝福。
The blessing has been wonderful.
George Mueller 活到90多岁。
George Mueller lived till he was 90 something.
你知道他把圣经读了多少遍？
Do you know how many times he's read the Bible?
他把圣经读了100多遍。
He read it over 100 times.
他说每次读这个圣经的时候都有新的东西。
He said that every time I read it, there was something new.
有新的感受。
There's a new understanding.
所以神的话语能够照亮我们心中那个黑暗。
So God's word can shine in the darkness of our hearts.
除去我们心中的罪恶。
It can remove the sins in our hearts.
所以当我们等待耶稣基督再来的时候，
and when we wait for Jesus' second coming,
我们应当借着神的话语来过一个圣洁而敬虔的生活。
We can use God's word to live out holy life.
所以我们要留意神的话语。
So we must pay attention to God's word.
第一，神的话语是可靠的。
First, God's word is reliable.
第二，因为神的话语好像一盏灯，照亮我们心中的黑暗。
Second, the God's word is as a lamp that shines in a dark place.
那么第三，圣经说，因为神的话语是神所默示的。
Thirdly, God's word is inspired by God.
所以在20节到21节这么说。
So in verse 20 and 21 it says,
第一要紧的该知道经上所有的预言没有可随诗意解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话语来。
But know this first of all, that no prophecy of scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
所以彼得说圣经里面的预言不是捏造出来的虚言。
So Peter says that the words of scripture is not myths.
也不是神话故事。
It's not made by men.
它不是出于人的意思。
It's not out of the will of men.
而是被圣灵感动。
But it is through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
我说出神的话语来。
And speaking out God's word.
所以保罗在提摩太后书第三章第十六节这么说。
So Paul says in 2 Timothy 3:16.
那么圣经都是神所默示的，以教训、读之，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness.
所以圣经是神所默示的。
So scripture is inspired by God.
神所默示的意思是指人被圣灵感动。
So, being inspired by God is men being moved by God.
说出神的话语来。
Speaking out God's word.
这个不是听写。
It's different from dictation.
因为我记得我在小学的时候经常有听写。
I remember when I was in elementary school, often we had dictation.
因为老师念一个字或者词句或者一个句子的时候，
The teacher would read a phrase,
然后学生就把它写下来。
And the students have to write it.
所以人被圣灵感动说出神的话语来，不是听写。
So men being inspired by God and writing down the words is not dictation.
不是神说一句，人写一句。
It's not that God would say one phrase and men would write phrase.
而是人在圣灵的感动之下和引导之下把神的话语写下来。
But it's through the inspiration and the leading of the Holy Spirit that men write out God's word.
我们知道圣经是由不同的人写的。
We know that the Bible was written by different people.
所以圣经里面每一个作者的文法都不同。
So every author's style is different.
然后反映出这些作者的性格。
And reflect their characters.
他们的学历。
Their learning.
他们的文化背景。
Their cultural background.
他们的行业。
Their occupation.
比如说路加是一位医生。
For example, Luke was a doctor.
他是路加福音和使徒行传的作者。
He's the author of the Gospel of Luke and Acts.
如果你读路加福音跟使徒行传的话，你发觉到有些地方反映出这位作者是一位医生。
So if you read Luke and Acts, you see that there's parts where it reflects the fact that he's a doctor.
那么圣经里面有六卷书。
The Bible has 66 books.
由40多位作者写成。
And written by 40 plus authors.
我们圣经前面那五本书，创世纪、出埃及记、利未记、民数记和生命记是摩西写的。
The first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy was written by Moses.
我们圣经最后一本书启示录是由这个使徒约翰写的。
And the last book, Revelation, was written by the Apostle John.
创世纪是在1450年公元前写的。
And Genesis was written in 1450 BC.
而启示录是在公元后90年使徒约翰写的。
And Revelation was written in 90 AD.
所以我们看这本圣经哦，是经过1600年的时间被写成。
And we see that the Bible was written in a span of 1600 years.
神在1600年的时间里面感动不同的人，在不同的地方，不同的时代，完成了这本圣经。
And God throughout history of 1600 years moved in different people, different places to accomplish this book.
所以1600年不是很短的时间。
So 1600 years is not short.
因为在1600年的时间里面历史文化一直在演变。
Because during that time, history and culture continued to change.
而神的话语却在这历史文化演变当中被写成。
Yet God's word, even through these changes, was written.
所以每次我想到这本圣经的来源的时候，我感到非常的惊讶。
So every time I think about the how we got the Bible, I'm very surprised.
原因不是这本圣经不是一个人在很短的时间里面把它写成的。
Because this Bible was not written in a very short time by just an individual.
而是在1600年的时间里面，在不同的地方，有40多位不同的作者所写。
But is written in the span of 1600 years, written at different places and by different authors.
更奇妙的，所写的都是一致的。
More amazingly, what was written are all consistent.
好像一个故事一样。
It's as a story.
没有冲突。
There's no conflict.
所以证明这本圣经是神所默示的。
So it shows that this book was inspired by God.
我们在旧约圣经里面有不少的预言已经在历史里面应验了。
And from scripture, many prophecies has already been fulfilled.
就好像我刚刚开始讲的时候讲这个以色列人的预言。
Just as when I first began the prophecy concerning Israel.
那个预言已经应验在人类历史里面。
And we also already see that being fulfilled in human history.
那么除了这个关于以色列人的预言。
And besides the prophecies concerning the Jews.
那么圣经里面特别是旧约圣经一共有330个关于这个弥赛亚也就是耶稣的预言已经应验在人类历史里面。
And we see that in the Old Testament there's 330 prophecies that concerns Messiah, which has already been fulfilled.
所以这本圣经是神的话语。
So this Bible is God's word.
是出于神的。
It is from God.
是神所默示的。
It is inspired by God.
所以是可信可靠的。
So it is trustworthy.
所以彼得说我们要留意神的话语。
So Peter says that we must pay attention to the word of God.
因为神的话语第一是可靠的。
Because first, God's word is reliable.
然后第二，神的话语好像一盏灯一样，照亮这个黑暗的地方，照亮我们心中的黑暗。
Second is a lamp shining in a dark place.
第三，彼得说，神的话语是神所默示的。
Finally, it is inspired by God.
然后既然这本圣经是神的话语。
And since this book is God's word,
是神所默示的。
It is inspired by God.
能够照亮一个黑暗的地方。
And it can shine in a dark place.
我们是否有读这本圣经？
Do we read this Bible?
那其实我们应当读这本圣经。
We really should read the Bible.
殷勤地去读这本圣经。
And we should read it diligently.
而且要留意圣经所说的。
And we need to pay attention to what the Bible says. Let's quiet our hearts before God and reflect on today's message.
是否有殷勤的去读这本圣经
Have you diligently read this Bible?
而留意圣经里面所说的
And pay attention to what the Bible says.
如果没有的话，真的是很可悲的事情。
If not, then that is a very pitiful thing.
因为你错过了很多的福气。
Because you have missed out on blessings.
就好像以色列人以往一样，没有留意神的话语。
Just as the Israelites in the past did not pay attention to God's word.
而得到神的咒诅。
And they were cursed by God.
但是我们求神怜悯我们。
But we ask for God's mercy.
帮助我们能够殷勤地去读他的话语。
To help us to diligently read his word.
并且留意他所说的。
And to pay attention to what he has said.
天父求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
帮助我们的软弱。
Help us in our weakness.
让我们能够专心。
So that we may pay attention.
让我们都能留意你所说的。
So that we may pay attention to what you have said.
以致我们不像，不要像以色列人一样。
So we would not be like the Israelites.
错过了神的福气。
And miss out on God's blessings.
天父求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.